This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
It's the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. How should I approach these blessed nights? Here are 5 suggestions. The first, begin by confessing to yourself your absolute weakness and helplessness. Realize that you're unable to pray a single unit, recite a single letter of the Quran, or engage in any act of worship without Allah's help. During nights where so much is up for grabs, beg Allah Almighty to keep you inspired and eager until the end. Number 2, behave in these 10 nights as though you shall never witness their likes again. The moment you feel a dip in enthusiasm, remember that a single hour of one of these nights is better than 3,000 days worth of actions. In other words, more than 8 years. And that a single minute during that night is greater than 50 days worth of actions. And these calculations, of course, are only meant to bring the meaning closer, because the reality of Laylatul Qadr can't be calculated. As Allah Almighty said, خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. It is greater than 1,000 months, not equivalent to 1,000 months. How much more greater? Only Allah knows. So, contrary to common assumption, losing out on these 10 nights cannot be compensated for next Ramadan. Number 3, keep yourself distant from people, gatherings, and sources of distraction as much as you can. Be keen to spend the majority of your time in privacy with Allah, whether in the masjid or at home. And each one of us knows where best to find his or her heart. Whoever is able to participate in i'tikaf, then congratulations. Otherwise, make the best use of your private moments and disconnect every possible distraction, and you know what needs disconnecting. The 4th bit of advice as you come into these last 10 nights of Ramadan is vary your acts of worship. Move from the recitation of Quran to prayer, to dua, to remembrance, to deep contemplation and their likes. This alternation is a key way of dispelling boredom and laziness. The 5th, if Allah Almighty assists you to excel in worship, then beware of allowing even an atom's weight of pride or self-admiration to creep into your heart, because this is what causes good deeds to come crashing down. Planet Earth is filled with people who are far greater than you and I in sincerity, in righteousness, in hard work. It's not about the size and the quantity of good deeds. It's about Allah accepting them. And perhaps this is one of the secrets why the dua of Laylatul Qadr is Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are pardoning and you love pardoning. So pardon me. We ask Allah Almighty to pardon us.